Panelists on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point, have called for a stop to certain human activities that trigger the growth of seaweeds along the coast. According to them, though these seaweeds are natural occurrence, uncontrolled activities like dumping of refuse into the sea speeds the growth of these weeds, which are dangerous to aquatic life. The program discussed the topic, Seaweeds Invade Ghana's Coastline. The head of Fisheries Division of the Center for Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, Dr. Hendrik Dankwa, said the weeds impede fishing activities and affect the livelihood of fishermen.
The weeds do not originate from here. They are drifted in here by natural occurrences. And most of these natural occurrences, something beyond man's control. If they were the ones that have exploded and causing these occurrences, then one can say that it's because we are doing something bad or we are polluting our waters. What you can do is to prepare in the sense that you have to put things right so that the effect of the storm will not be widespread. But you cannot stop the storm from coming. It's natural, it's coming. This should even convince you that the fact that the fish are not our own species, they are not found from here. They are coming from outside somewhere. And they do not occur only in Ghana, but also along the Gulf area, the Caribbean and all that. It's something that occurs once in a while, like they occur over here. If they thrive here, then they will stay for a longer time.
Yeah.
They come and die off. It's not a permanent occurrence. Mm-hmm. We are concerned because of the impact it has on fishing activity, because it impedes fishing activity. We should be concerned because it affects some people's livelihood. We can do something but not prevent occurrence of the weeds occurring in or on our shore.
Head of Fisheries Division of the CSIR, Dr. Hendrik Dankwa. For his part, the head of Department of Fisheries, Aquatic Sciences, University of Cape Coast, Dr. Dennis Wulanyo Aheto, said with the invasion of the seaweeds, it would deprive marine organisms of oxygen and will pose danger on living organisms.
These are aquatic weeds, and once they come into our waters, even though they do not come here, it's clear now that it's been established that it's a transboundary problem, which is through a natural process. But once they come into our waters, you know, these are weeds that decompose and eventually leads to a phenomenon known as a hypoxia, which means that oxygen is depleted from aquatic environment, which to a large extent also deprives marine organisms of oxygen. On the other side, research has also shown that it has some health impact. As a matter of fact, when they get on the beaches, they begin to decompose. So that when you have the tides coming with sediments and covering them with the sand, what happens in the end is that they begin to decompose and they release hydrogen sulfide gas. It's a very poisonous gas. Even in small doses, it causes some irritation to the skin and the eye. And we would have wished that such places should be closed down.
Head of Department of Fisheries, Aquatic Sciences, University of Cape Coast, Dr. Dennis Wulanyo Aheto. A retired public servant, Kwekwa Mwakwata Digraf Johnson, explained that these strange weeds affect tourism and biodiversity. He said, apart from this, there should be a way to put the weeds into effective use.
When they occur, they clog the sea. So the fishermen, especially the beach seiners, they suffer the most because their nets get clogged. You can't easily catch fish. For people who have tourist facilities, the beaches are ruined because you can't go for a swim. These things, they have sharp edges and they itch, and you can't swim in a sea full of weeds. The next thing is that turtles, they come and nest on the shore because the weeds are covering the sand. They can burrow into the sand and lay their eggs. So biodiversity, fish and shellfish are affected. Tourism is affected because they can't use the facility for swimming. And the only thing we can do is see how do we make use of the plants when they come in. Apart from alleviating the problem by giving the fishermen some things while they were away, we have to find some way of alleviating their plight.
What did we do about it the first time we experienced this occurrence, and why is it bad?
This plant occurs in the temperate and the tropical regions of the world. In actual fact, there are over 300 species of this brown plant or the brown algae called sargassum. That's the generic name, and it occurs both in the tropics and the temperate regions. In Ghana, we have only two species, but experts believe that it could only possibly have come from the Sargasso Sea. Now, when there are disturbances like the storms that cause the tornadoes in the U.S., then it disturbs the sea and these masses are moved into the Gulf Stream. And the Gulf Stream then takes the mass into the North Equatorial Current and then to the west coast of Africa.
A retired public servant, Kwaku Amakwata Digraf Johnson.